It's only been a few months since 26-year-old Beth McKinney of Champaign gave birth to her son, Charlie.
I always want to know what he's thinking about. He just has the most pensive faces.
Oh! He just spit up.
I almost think he overeats, and then his little stomach can't hold it all.
McKinney says she produces just enough milk for her son when she's breastfeeding. But because he's such a hungry little guy, she says she doesn't have enough milk to store in a bottle for those times when she's not around. So she's gotten extra milk from family, people she knows and trusts. McKinney shows me inside her freezer, where there's a bag of frozen breast milk from her sister-in-law.
I just have one bag right now, actually, so I need to get restocked up, but it's got the date and how much is in it and the time that it was pumped.
McKinney's freezer contains a tiny milk bank next to the ice cream and the frozen peas and carrots. And there are other operations out there that serve that role, but on a much larger scale. Take the Indiana Mother's Milk Bank in Indianapolis. It offers pasteurized breast milk to mothers who need it. The milk bank's Carissa Hawkins says the milk bank operates kind of like a blood bank. Donors are screened for communicable diseases, tobacco use, lifestyle choices, and certain medications.
We need to keep the milk that we provide to hospitals as a medicine for really ill babies as pure and as clean as possible.
Hawkins says nearly all of the milk at the bank goes to hospitals across the country, including ones in Illinois. Premature and ill children are given priority. She says insurance companies typically cover breast milk for hospital patients, but outpatients usually have to pay for it themselves. The processing fee for milk at the Indiana bank is $4.50 an ounce, which can add up in a bottle holding 8 ounces. Hawkins says the milk bank helps families with medical and financial needs cover the cost of donor milk.
Our milk supply is never guaranteed because just as, you know, a mom's milk supply is never guaranteed, we can never know whether or not a hospital census is going to come up and they're going to need 60 bottles or it's going to be low and they need 10. One week you can see that our freezers are full. The next week they're absolutely empty and we have orders that we can't fill.
And that's something local health agencies are thinking about. Heather Ludwig is a nutritionist and lactation consultant with the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District.
The price of getting donated milk is very expensive, and it's all completely related to supply and demand. There's a huge demand. There's not a lot of supply. It's expensive to do this process. So if we can get more available, it also is going to mean that there's more available for moms.
Soon, mothers in the Champaign-Urbana area will be able to donate breast milk at a new drop-off site. It'll be one of more than 35 that the Indiana Milk Bank expects to have open in several states by the end of the year. The milk of screened donors will be stored in a freezer at the public health district and then shipped to the milk bank 2 hours away. Ludwig says this will be the first milk depot in central Illinois and the third in the state.
We know women who are breastfeeding, a lot of times they feel like they have milk and they would donate, but it's incredibly inconvenient to be able to store up enough milk to ship it and then to find the dry ice. And a lot of women, I think, would be more likely to do donation if we could streamline the process and make it easier and also make it more apparent. A lot of people didn't even realize that this existed.
Breast milk banks aren't a new thing. According to the Human Milk Banking Association of North America, they've been around for the last century, thanks to refrigeration units and more knowledge about processing food safely. Kim Updegrove is the association's executive director.
Milk banks were actually quite common up until the early 1980s when HIV and AIDS was identified. Most of those milk banks closed, and it's only been since the late 1980s when we worked out how to keep the milk safe, that we have seen a proliferation of milk banks.
At a breastfeeding support group at the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, I meet a few new mothers who are there with their kids. 30-year-old Kim Ankrum of Urbana says she's looking forward to donating to the milk depot. Ankrum has about 50 ounces of milk saved, mainly because her son Benjamin refuses to use a bottle.
Even when I have to throw some out because, you know, maybe dad got some out of the freezer and then he didn't drink it and I have to throw it out, I'm like, oh, it's liquid gold going down the drain because you didn't want it. I always tell him that not every baby gets breast milk. You should consider yourself lucky and you just don't drink it out of the bottle.
Another mother who recognizes the value of donated breast milk is 28-year-old Angie Gerton of Chicago. She and her husband have a son who's almost 2 years old, and in March she gave birth to a second child, a boy named Avon.
He definitely had quite a bit of blonde wavy hair, which is exactly what his brother had when he was born as well. So his perfect little feet and his little hands, and he was absolutely beautiful.
Less than an hour later, Avon died from complications that began during the pregnancy.
All I could do was smile that I was given the opportunity to hold him alive.
Gerton continues to pump breast milk that would have gone to Avon, and she ships it to the Indianapolis Milk Bank using dry ice. The milk bank actually has a wall with engraved names and birth dates of deceased children in whose memory milk was donated. Gerton admits that pumping milk is a reminder of the child she lost.
It's easy to want yourself to forget because it hurts, but at the same time, being able to produce milk, knowing that I can take that milk and then in turn bless another mommy, bless her child, was something that was meant to bless my son. It kind of makes it feel a little less painful.
And she says it's worth it to help a child in need. The Milk Depot in Champaign opens June 20th. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.